just before Mark.
Yeah.
Almost hung up before I hit the button to keep him on there. Joining me is Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing up in Britain. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Well, you keeping busy?
I always seem to keep busy somehow. We're not out in the field yet, at least not on our farm, but we got a few guys out there poking into some soybeans, but of course it looks like we're all going to get a break here this weekend with the rains that came through yesterday.
Well, we're seeing a little positive on as far as the corn and the beans. The last couple days were just going crazy toward the end of the day. What was going on there with those beans?
Yeah, well, basically, most of the bean rally this week is all tied to a couple different rumors. The first one is that Argentina is going to buy 10 to 15 cargoes of soybeans from us, and then they're going to turn around and sell 10 or 15 cargoes to China. So China might be buying our soybeans through Argentina, basically. And if you remember, the funds are short this market. You know, they sold it all the negative trade talks, right? So it's diving the market down, big crop, they keep selling. But when you get a rumor like that, if you're holding a short position like the funds are, they get nervous and think, well, I don't know if I want to be short anymore. They're not necessarily buying the market. It doesn't mean that they're bullish as heck, but they just don't want to be short. So this is what we call a short covering rally, but all big long-term upward trends start with a short covering rally, so we'll take it.
Do you think that everybody, those buyers, are just waiting to have some good news with beans and just start buying those things if that ever comes out?
Well, you're exactly right. I just mentioned the funds that are short the market, but you also got a ton of traders, you know, even myself included, that are just waiting to buy this thing with any signs of a bottom. So the buying could follow through next week and all of a sudden make an upward trend, and then the chart looks good, and then the funds that are still short are really nervous, and it's kind of funny how this commodity market works, but it snowballs on itself just like that.
Now, I see today that some of the beans are down just a little bit, but they're coming back a short while. You think there could be a rally yet today at the end?
We might. We might grind higher here into the close. Normally this time of year, I'd see it go lower into a weekend because of harvest pressure, but with all the rains that have hit in key areas of Iowa, southern Minnesota, again, where they're already wet, I don't see that harvest pressure today. And like you mentioned, there's so many people that are out there willing to buy it. You know, they're going to look at the charts from this week and see a weekly key reversal. And we might see some buying. And if we can close just even unchanged on the day, I'm going to call it a heck of a victory.
So do you think those rumors with, I heard that China was looking at possibly reducing some of the tariffs on things, but beans maybe not. You think that even some of that might get this market moving a little bit?
Well, absolutely. At one point this week, I just kind of felt like the news couldn't get any more bearish. I mean, the trade talks were negative, big yields, and now you are hearing a little bit better talk of like, well, okay, maybe we'll still get together and talk even though we both slapped tariffs on each other this week. Well, just the fact that they're even thinking about talking is great news. So that's helping the market come up a little bit. You know, when China does something or when we can get the deal done, I have no clue. Early on, I thought it would happen in the fall, and I guess I'm still going to lean that way. You know, if this rumor gets confirmed that China's buying Argentina beans and then Argentina's just buying our beans, China will lose a little bit of leverage there, and I would hope that would maybe make them come to the table. And you know, one day we're going to wake up and we're going to have a deal done with China. I just don't know if it's next week or if it's February of next year. Boy, if I knew that, you and I would have enough money to take a nice little vacation.
That's right. You know, and right now you're looking at that African swine flu going in through China, causing some problems with there. Plus, they're going to be short on beans, looking at maybe reducing some of their rations. But they're going to be having to, they might need, those people are used to having some pretty good food right now and some protein.
Well, yeah, exactly. That has been a storyline earlier this week when everything was super bearish, right? That they usually use about a 20% feed ration of soybean meal in their ration to their hogs. And they've said, hey, we can cut back to 12% soybean meal. And if you do the numbers, that's a huge reduction in what they would need for soybean meal. The thing is about that story that I don't understand, if they were willing to do that, why didn't they do that back when soybeans were $13 a couple of years ago? They still kept the ration hot like that because they like to grow the hogs and the chickens as fast as they can and get them out. Like you said, their appetite is increasing over there. They want better quality food and protein. So I don't know if they're really going to do that. read an article last night that talked about they can do that to some extent, and they can replace soybean oil with sunflower oil, vegetable oil, different things, but they said, "Not, we can't replace all of U.S. demand from that." So I think it's more of a story than anything. I think they need our beans.
Well, and hopefully we'll watch that as it goes, and it seems like everybody's waiting for something to happen because I think everybody wants to jump on that market, but just can't quite get over that last hurdle, and hopefully we can do that, like you said, this fall. Well, let's take a look at the corn. Corn's been pretty decent here as far as moving up, and the usage has been good. Now I heard that the cattle report on feed hasn't been, have you heard? I heard their estimate was going to be 105%. That's going to help with some of the consumption.
Well, absolutely. No, demand isn't the problem. The only problem corn really has is that we are going to raise a really big crop, right? USDA came out with that yield estimate of about a 181. Well, when that came out, we drove this market down fairly hard. But here's the thing, is like you mentioned, demand is so high. World stocks are down so low. We just have a ton of corn right now during harvest. So I understand it's hard to rally this market this time of year. But if it wasn't for soybeans pulling corn down, I don't think these corn would be below 360 right now. And we're at, well, I guess we're climbing today. We are up to 356. But no, I think corn's going to grind up a little bit higher, trade around 365 for the next couple weeks, which if we can get some really high corn yields that it sounds like are out there in spots of South Dakota, Minnesota, some of those carries in the market, that price will work. Friendly corn long term, I don't know how you can't be really, but it's not going to go sky high to $4 anytime soon. It's just bad time of year to rally.
Now, Mexico, we got that trade agreement with Mexico. That definitely helped on the corn, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They're our number one buyer of our corn. And so, no, that absolutely did help. And the nice thing is that we're the cheapest corn in the world right now, so, and the world needs the corn, so they should keep coming to us. We also had a news item this week, or at least another rumor, that Argentina is going to move their export tax on wheat, corn, and soybeans, all three of them, up to 33%. That would kind of price them out of the global export corn market and put us in the driver's seat again, so that's another bullish thing for the corn market. And remember, there too, the funds are also short. So when you start getting these bullish stories, it's not really a question of how bullish are you and how much do you want to buy. Do the funds really want to stay short? I guess I'll answer my own question with, I don't think they do. I think they start buying these positions back here.
Now, why is Argentina doing that? Do they need want to keep the grain, or they're just economy stuff?
No, yeah, just their poor economical situation of their government. When this president came into term, he basically promised that he would lower all these export taxes and you know, just let the farmers have more money. So of course he won the vote, got elected. I remember when that happened, which was years ago, I remember thinking like, well, how are they going to run? Because instead of having, you know, separate income taxes, they just tax their exports, try to keep it in locally. That's how the government gets their money. That's how they get their taxes. So when he did that, they basically have ran out of money. Argentina is really in just complete disarray when you look at their financial situation of their government. So I don't think they have much of a choice but to increase these taxes.
Now, are we seeing that Europe might be buying a few more beans? I hear we're seeing maybe some new markets in some of these smaller countries.
Yeah, since Europe came in and announced, well, I think it was in July, that they're going to buy more of our soybeans and our egg products, they bought, what was it, 133% more during the same time frame last year. So that's a very positive thing. It's just, they're not China, though, are they?
No.
But it's kind of that shell game, you know. Usually Europe bought from Brazil. Well, China's buying all of the supplies from Brazil. So now Europe's going to come buy from us. You know, I like the whole announcement that Europe promises to buy more of our goods, but we were also the cheapest goods out there, so why wouldn't they buy our soybeans cheaper here? But you're right, they are buying more of them.
Well, what about wheat? That's been, he made some moves, and I guess maybe they're having some global problems. Nobody ever thought we could have problems large enough globally to make a move on this wheat, but it sounds like it possibly could.
Oh, I think it is happening. I think you're exactly right. You know, we had that big push up in wheat for a while, and now we've dropped the market almost all the way back to where we started from. Let's just look at Chicago. We were at this like 518 level. Last week we were around that 495. I think we found support when we got down to $5. Now, the opposite side, the funds are actually long wheat, and that's why we've had this big pullback, is they've been getting out of those long positions. But yesterday, the U.S. dollar broke some key support and it headed lower. And then you mentioned the world situation. I'm sorry, let me just pause. The U.S. dollar going down is big for me because the lower the U.S. dollar is, the more wheat exports we can get out there. Mm-hmm. When you talk about global problems, Russia had a production problem this year. They're still exporting like crazy, but they're getting worried that they're going to run out of wheat at some point in time. They had a meeting last night with their livestock industry, and their livestock industry basically just said that, hey, we're nervous that you guys are exporting too much wheat. We're not going to have anything to feed our cattle this winter. So they should be backing out of the export market pretty soon. Australia had a nasty drought followed by a frost in some of the areas that didn't have a drought, so they're not going to be in the export market. So everyone should eventually come and start buying our wheat. So now that our prices are low again, I like to be a buyer of wheat here, and it should have a nice upward trend this winter.
Well, let's move over into the livestock end of the deal. They were talking about numbers on feed, cattle on feed. Did you hear that? Is it going to be higher?
Yeah, they're expecting a 105 estimate, like you said, on feed. I think placements at 104 and marketing only at about 100. And that's a little disappointing. You never want placements ahead of marketing. You'd rather see us moving more product than we're bringing it into the feedlots. But you know what? This cattle market rallied sharply last week, right into the weekend, on fun buying. They want to be long that market. Came into this week, and you would really think with a cattle on feed report coming, you'd see what I would call some short covering. You know, if you bought it the week before and you're up some money, why not take it off and risk the report? This cattle market has done nothing but go sideways all week. Looks very strong to me. Cash cattle so far this week around steady at 175 in Nebraska. That's where it was last week, but not a whole bunch of sold so far. I expect we'll see more this afternoon. This cattle market, the futures, they just look strong to me. I'd like to tell you that supplies are huge, and that's the truth, and that market should go down, they should get cheaper, but it isn't acting that way to me. It acts like the funds are going to keep buying this cattle market and drive this thing higher into the winter as well.
Well, I think that's good news for these guys out there that could have some cheaper feed, yeah, but yet a pretty good market to go on. And I guess we ought to have something that they can put their hat on and maybe get some good profit on. What about those hogs? Are we going to have to wait until this tariff gets off before they ever come back? Or is China, with their disease out there, going to have to start buying some?
Yeah, that hog market has been crazy here. Kind of got excited about it at the lows, and we had a really nice rally. AFS, the African swine fever in China, is a big deal. A couple more cases were found last night, but you're not hearing it as much as the stories you did before, and that's maybe why hogs are able to pull down just a little bit today. Probably the big story is our cash market domestically has taken off. We got down into those low 45 for the index, mm-hmm, and since then we've been up about $1 ever since every day, and it just keeps rallying, and that's what's given the October futures contract this bump up to the $60 level. I want to tell you that, because it is the truth, there's going to be huge supplies of hogs domestically for this last quarter, and China's not going to buy a bunch of our hogs just willy-nilly here anytime soon. The AFS thing is a big deal, but that's more of a 2019 story.
Okay.
So hogs, when you look at a supply and demand table, you'd say, well, they got to go down this quarter, but as long as the cash market is staying white hot like this, I'm not going to fight it. But be careful when we get these the large hog packing plants going up in the Carolinas again. We might see a backlog of hogs come in, and then we got too much product to move, and you're probably going to see a pullback up front here eventually. But wait for a top before you try to sell that thing, because you'll get ran over.
Well, we got to go, Duane. I appreciate you taking the time and talk with us. We can always talk on markets, I guess. Boy, rumors just fly, and it seems like everybody jumps on a rumor and never settles down for another couple days. But thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck up there.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet, Duane. That's Duane Bussey, who's with Bolt Marketing at Britton, South Dakota.